Well, MPs from across the House in all parties were deeply saddened when they came into work yesterday and heard the news about Ivan Cameron. Everybody knew that Ivan Cameron was profoundly ill and that he had severe epilepsy and cerebral palsy and that the prognosis was not good. But obviously there was great, great shock when people heard the news. Obviously at a human level, people were sad to hear that a six-year-old had died. But also there's a great deal of respect for David and Samantha Cameron and the way in which they have dealt with this very, very difficult situation. David Cameron said that when Ivan was born in April 2002, and it became quickly, not immediately, but within a few weeks, that their son was very, very ill. He talked about how he had been hit by, like a freight train. David Cameron spoke quite openly about the impact that it had and how he and Samantha Cameron in the initial weeks used to have to take it in turns to sleep on the hospital floors as the tests were conducted on their son. And there is general respect on all sides of the House for the way they handled it.
Is it possible to say, Nick, how Ivan affected David Cameron's political outlook?
I think that Ivan Cameron had a profound impact on David Cameron. I think the most important thing we should look at is not political but personal, which is that it really cemented David and Samantha Cameron's marriage. They are a fantastically happy couple. They always have been. But what they went through in the initial months and the first years after Ivan Cameron's diagnosis, that really tests a couple, and couples who are weaker couples who have a weaker marriage may not have survived it. David and Samantha Cameron didn't just survive it. They've emerged as a much, much stronger couple and a much, much stronger family. I think that's the most important thing. But yes, at a political level, David Cameron has changed. Ivan's condition brought him and Samantha Cameron in contact with the NHS, with social services, with speech therapists, as he says, all sorts of people in the NHS and public services. And that has changed him. It's made him realise how important public services are. It's also enabled him to talk about them in a completely natural way. And people do say that the David Cameron of the mid-1990s, when he was a special advisor to Michael Howard, and then when the Tories lost power in 1997 and he became an executive at Carlton TV, he was a traditional sort of Etonian Tory. Slick back hair, red braces, Eurosceptic, law and order, that was the name of the day. That's not how we see David Cameron today. He is a very different person who really does care about public services, who talks about them from the heart and is genuine about it.
By grim coincidence, Gordon Brown also lost a child. His baby daughter Jennifer died in 2002, and the Brown second son, Fraser, suffers from the disabling lung disease cystic fibrosis. How has that affected Gordon Brown?
Well, it meant that when Prime Minister's Questions yesterday was suspended after about 10 minutes of tributes from Gordon Brown, from William Hague and from Vince Cable, it meant that when the Prime Minister spoke, he spoke from the heart and he spoke very powerfully. The Prime Minister said the death of a child is an unbearable sorrow no parent should have to endure. And that you know that when the Prime Minister is saying that, that's not just words that appeared to him and his spin doctor. Those are words that come from the heart, because obviously he suffered in a similar way.